Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Bill Freeman, who's the RFCI Regulatory and Technical Consultant. Bill, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Kemp. Thank you.
It's been announced that at the end of this year, you're going to retire after 19 years. Let's give a little background here. RFCI is the Resilient Floor Covering Institute, and you've been in charge of managing the regulatory and technical issues with resilient flooring the last 19 years. Prior to that, you worked for 35 years at Armstrong, and I mean, this goes back to 1966, right?
That's a long time ago, yes.
Well, you're one of those people that I hate to see leave because you have forgotten more than most of us know. So bittersweet news to hear this. They've announced the person who's going to come in behind you, Jane Rode. Is that how you pronounce it?
Yeah, Jane Rode. Jane's an architect. Yep, and she'll do a great job.
Let's just look back on the past and the years that you've been in the business and talk about how the business has changed.
Well, there's been lots of areas really in the last 53 years. You know, manufacturing is altogether different. Distribution, the products, and the key issues are different. So when I started, Kemp, there were only about a half a dozen manufacturers, with Armstrong really controlling about 55% of the market, and everybody else, Congoleum, Mannington, GAF at that time, ASRock, and Amteco, they all had the rest of it. So it was a, you know, Armstrong kind of a market at that time. And the background being, you needed a lot of capital to get in the business. And so unless you were ready to put up millions of dollars, you weren't going to get in the resilient flooring business. I mean, that's all changed today. There's probably 25 manufacturers in the business, and today you can set up shop really by importing products from the Far East. So people like Metroflor and Carndean and Novalis and so forth have become major players in resilient. And the other big thing, of course, in the manufacturing is the carpet folks recognize the interest in resilient floor covering. So today Shaw is the largest member of RFCI, the largest producer of resilient flooring. So, and then Mohawk, and now more recently Interface. So the changing face of all the manufacturers in the business has been a major change.
Tell us how the product has changed over those years.
Well, I mean, way back when I started, things like asphalt tile and linoleum were major products. Of course, there's no more asphalt, and linoleum's kind of a niche market today. But the big first change was the cushioned floors, and Congoleum brought those out first.
Right.
Underfoot comfort was a big thing in the kitchen, so they got a big play, and then other people followed them. Then the next big thing really was the no-wax floors. And when Armstrong brought out Solarium, that was a huge, again, issue in the market, and now using high-performance coatings. So those were two big issues that really thrust the resilient floor covering folks forward. And then the latest thing, of course, is these images that you see today, high-definition printing, and some of the beautiful floors today that replicate stone or wood. So those, to me, are the big changes that have taken place during the last 50 years.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's talk about a couple of things. One of the things you skipped over is this shift from felt back to fiberglass back resilient sheet. That's been a pretty big change, right?
It has. And that really started all in Europe many years ago.
Yeah.
Where their floors, sometimes they roll them up and take them with them. So the dimensional stability is a big factor. By using fiberglass, you can obtain that stability you need. So that's been a big change also, yes.
Uh-huh. So as we look at the growth of resilient category, it has taken off in the last couple of years. Do you think a big part of that is because of the digital imaging and how realistic they're able to make resilient flooring look?
Yeah, that's the major factor. And I guess last year you reported that resilient was up like 26%.
Right.
And most of that's all in that LVT and now the rigid core products. Not only the realistic looks you get, but also the installation continues to be a challenge. So it's a lot easier to put down tiles than to put in sheet goods. So that's been a factor also.
Yeah, I mean, it's either tiles or planks. It's DIY almost. I don't know what the percentage is, but that's been another game changer, is that homeowner can buy the product and put it in themselves, right?
Exactly, yep.
I know I'm talking to you up in Rockport, Maine. Is that right?
That's right, yep.
Yeah. All right, so what are you going to do next?
Well, I have plenty to do. I'm very active in a lot of activities here in our town, and I like to play a little golf here and there, and I've got grandchildren, so I have plenty to do. So once I retire from RFCI, I won't be lacking of activities, believe me.
Yeah. And, you know, as we look at the background of who has the role now and who's going to take the role, does it tell us anything? I mean, you got an A&D person coming in, and you came in with basically a flooring background. Does that tell us that the role's changed some?
Well, not really, but I mean, it's interesting. My background is marketing, as you know, and I had to learn, again, all the technical, more of the technical issues and so forth. Where Jane is coming in as an architectural background, and she'll learn more of the technical things now on resin flooring. But she's got a great background, and as you're aware, I mean, some of the biggest issues for our industry today are the environmental issues. So
yeah.
The sustainability issues and the green building rating systems are a key factor today in doing business. And Jane has a great background in those areas, so that'll be a real strength she'll bring to our organization.
Yeah, I mean, let's go through a couple of them. I mean, you've got the phthalate issue. You've got some companies that don't want any vinyl components. You've got this red list. You've got HBDs and EPDs. That's kind of what's driving some of this now, isn't it?
Exactly. You sound like you're up to date on all of that. But all of those issues you just mentioned are ones that impact our industry. We continue to argue against this very small segment of the specifier community, which talks about not using PVC.
Right.
When there's nothing wrong with it, it's a great product, and yeah. The specifiers and the consumers realize it's a great product to use for flooring.
Well, I mean, it's throughout the house. It's all, most of your pipes are there. I mean, it's PVC is everywhere.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right, Bill, we're going to miss you in the business. I definitely appreciate you spending time with us. I know you've still got another 6 months to go here, but it's great to catch up with you again. We're talking to Bill Freeman, the regulatory and technical consultant with the Resilient Floor Covering Institute, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.